With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump continues to make strides across the country. His latest stop, Las Vegas today, where a huge rally was held. That's just the beginning that together we will make America great again. And now four key members of the Trump team have been confirmed for various cabinet positions. Hamas giving freedom to four Israeli soldiers in exchange for 200 Palestinians.
In Israel, crowds cheered as four female Israeli soldiers held captive by Hamas for 15 months were released as part of the second exchange since a fragile ceasefire took effect last weekend. And in the West Bank, cheering as buses carrying 200 Palestinian prisoners and detainees were released by Israel. Part of the deal was for displaced Palestinians to begin returning to northern Gaza, but Israel says that won't happen Sunday because a civilian hostage who was supposed to be released by Hamas had not been freed. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, huge numbers as an insurance broker tabulates the costs of last year's natural disasters. George Williams has more.
The loss of human life last year was more than 18,000 people across the globe, many due to heat waves and flooding. In terms of dollars, broker Aon PLC calculates economic losses in the U.S. alone at almost $218 billion, more than 85% more than the year before. Worldwide economic losses were tallied at $368 billion, although down 7.3% from 2023, still 14% higher than the annual average going back to 2000. An estimated 60% of last year's losses were uninsured. George Williams reporting.
Yeah, in a classic case of good news, bad news, the good, rain moving into Southern California, the bad, authorities say the odds of flooding and mudslides are extremely high. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention sets its 2025 public policy agenda. With more, it's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission says it will work hard to curb abortion in the new year, focusing in particular on the proliferation of abortion drugs. Baptist leaders are also going to fight the LGBT agenda, especially where it concerns transgenderism and children. Supporting religious freedom and campaigning against gambling and marijuana will also be priorities for the largest Protestant denomination in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's population has fallen for the third straight year, pointing to further demographic trouble for the world's second most populous nation that is now facing both a graying population and an emerging shortage of working-age people. The figures allow trends worldwide, but especially in East Asia, where Japan, South Korea, and other nations have seen their birth rates plummet. For decades, China had a one-child policy. More online at srnnews.com. A New York legislature proposal could make it a crime for people to wear face masks.
The bill would create the crime of mass harassment under the state's existing harassment laws and contain several exemptions for people who wear masks for medical reasons or during cold weather. Civil liberties groups have pushed back against mask bans and said this proposal is too vague and could result in selective enforcement against people expressing free speech rights. It's not clear how the bill will fare in the state legislature. But Governor Kathy Hochul expressed willingness to consider such proposals. John Scott reporting.
A private investigator pleading guilty to federal charges that include racketeering and bribery. Ricardo Mendez was involved in a scheme between a law firm he worked for that specialized in defending those charged with driving while intoxicated and law enforcement officers. Mendez admitted he offered gifts and cash to bribes to officers in exchange for having his clients' cases dismissed. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.